Okay. Are we ready? All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the April 28th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish. Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fitz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. And would you please read the two items that we have on the calendar this afternoon?
Item 430, adopt new and amended supporting documents for an update of Portland's comprehensive plan, except report of the Citizen Involvement Committee. Item 431, adopt a new comprehensive plan for the City of Portland.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome. Let me see. Should I cover any of this procedural stuff first? I probably should. So the decisions being made today and on May 11th are for the purpose of establishing a, quote, as amended plan so that staff can prepare final documents for our consideration. The final vote on the as amended plan is scheduled for June 15th. We have developed agendas for today and May 11th to make decisions on amendments that have already been offered. New amendments offered after today will potentially impact the adoption schedule. I want to make it clear that the votes today and on May 11th do not indicate or prejudice the vote we cast on the findings and on the final plan. In other words, voting to adopt amendments does not commit you to vote for the as-adopted plan. But I hope, obviously, that we work our way towards one that we all support. As we consider the potential amendments, some will be bundled together for consideration of related items as a group. If any one of us wishes to have a bundled item considered individually, please make that clear as we go. As we make motions today, I ask that all of us refer to the amendment numbers printed in the original BPS amendments report from March 18th, which I have in front of me, and I hope we all have in front of us, so that we can be straight about which issue we're talking about. If you're referring to further amendments or amendments to those amendments, please reference the appropriate supplemental memo by date and item number. Ask staff for help if you have trouble doing that, as I probably will. So for many of these items, I'll ask the council clerk to read the descriptions of what we're talking about so that we stay on track. And for purposes of getting us on the track and going in the right direction, I'll turn it over to Susan and the team.
Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to start by thanking you and your staff for all your diligence, perseverance, and really thoughtful review of the document, of all the amendments. It's been quite a process, and your staff, all of them, have been just wonderful. We've worked to make this process very clear, very transparent, and I hope that that's been helpful to you all of us, and Eric in particular. You've all gotten to know him much better over the past few months. We've worked to compile the list of amendments before you today, and the layout, we think, is in a really easy-to-understand method. Very straightforward, and it should help you be able to track each of your decisions. Also, I wanted to know that we have maps with us, lots and lots of maps. We have background materials, whatever you need. So to help illustrate any of the issues that you're talking about, just ask, and we can show you particular locations, or we can discuss in more detail any of the policy issues. And with that, I just want to turn it over to Eric, and I want to wish Commissioner Fritz a happy birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday, Commissioner Fritz.
If there's a tie, I get the tiebreaker, right?
What better present than...
Oh, really? I am a planning geek, as you know, so this is just the best.
No better present than that. have her way with the comp plan for a day.
There you go.
I wanted to take a few moments to just go over the material in front of you so you can get oriented to how this will go. The operative document is the one that's dated today, entitled Agenda for Amendment Consideration, and beyond the cover page is essentially a run of show for consideration of amendments. They're itemized as individual motions that you can consider. On page 14, it starts the second part of the document, which is the reference things that relate to each of those motions. So when a motion refers to more than one policy, those policies are printed in order of the motions in the back half of this document. So if you, for example, with motion 3, which relates to minor amendments, map amendments in Northwest and Southwest Portland. There's a list of specific properties on that page 17 that's corresponding to that motion. So we'll put those things on the screen as we go to help, but I wanted to orient you there. There's also at the back of this packet a list of the items that are tentatively on the May 11th agenda, and obviously any further things that you pull today or don't get through today will be forwarded to that agenda as well. So if there's an amendment that you were looking for and you don't see, it's likely that it's on that May 11th agenda. We did hold some items for the benefit of Commissioner Fish who couldn't be here today. You also have the March 18th document on your desk, so if we refer to any page numbers in that, it looks like this. It has the original, it's the way the public is going to be able to see this, basically, because that's what's been published on the website. We've also provided copies of all of your supplemental memos over the last few weeks with any additional things that came up after the publication of that document. So that report and your memos essentially constitutes all the source material for these amendments that we'll be referring to. When we get into site-specific map issues, we also have a PowerPoint with some slides and maps that we'll put on the screen at that point and go over with you.
So it's your hope and expectation that we will get through all 32 amendments to the supporting documents and 12 motions on the plan itself today. Have I got that right?
You've got up through item 32 is our aspiration for today. We'll see where that.
Oh, just takes us. Okay. That's as far as you hope to get today. All right.
Right.
I'll bite off more than we can chew then.
Right, and we're starting with more general amendments that have largely been already culled of the things that you wanted to talk about individually, but you, of course, can add an item that you want to pull.
Okay.
You've also got a copy of the economic opportunities analysis on your desk because the first motion is related to accepting the revised version of that, and I'll highlight the specific pieces of that when we get to that, but that's the other document you have on your desk.
Okay.
Any questions about the general layout before we? So the basic idea is that the mayor or if there are other volunteers can make the motions, and then we'll go through the usual process of considering a motion.
All right. Since I have that script in front of me, unless the council has a concern with that, I'll just make the motion in each case, and somebody can second it, and then we can get into it. Okay. So, do you want me to make the motion first on number one? Or?
So the first grouping, the first couple relate to the supporting documents, and the first one was related to the employment economic opportunities
right.
analysis.
Okay, so I move to tentatively accept the changes to the economic opportunities analysis, and should we have Carla read the item? Okay, Carla, would you read that?
Tentatively accept changes to the economic opportunities analysis prepared by staff dated March 2016. This motion includes direction to staff to update any tables and charts consistent with subsequent map amendments we may make today or on May 5th and bring back appropriate findings and the updated EOA for consideration on May 25th. The council will vote again on the ordinance to accept the final version on June 15th.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All right, discussion or presentation. You want to walk us through this? What changes we are making to the EOA by this?
So the primary change was based on work session in earlier last month to reformat and readjust the document to account for the amendments that were on the table to employment-related land, and then also reorient the document to strive for the medium range commodity forecast rather than the low. So the version before you has been adjusted to do that. I believe at Commissioner Fritz's request has incorporated some changes related to how we referred to the decision on West Hayden Island.
If I might just read that partly to gloat and partly so that people at home know what it is. And it says, the plan accommodates the medium cargo forecast for 150 acres of marine terminal land demand by 2035 without annexation and industrial development at West Hayden Island. And then it further says, The medium cargo forecast of 150 acres will be met in the existing harbor access lands geography as described in EOA sections 1 to 2. Also, an additional 50 acres or more of industrially zoned land is potentially available to support marine terminal development that lies just outside of the harbor access lands geography. West Hayden Island is not relied upon to meet future demand for marine terminals in the next 20 years.
That's very clear.
That's important because there is a commitment to keep looking at the industrial lands as required by the state, and so we want to be very clear that the direction of the comprehensive plan is not to be developing West Hayden Island.
Other questions, discussion, before we take action on this amendment? I'm going to have to take testimony at this point because we took testimony before, right? So we don't break for anything other than our own discussion at this point. Okay, so are we ready to take a vote on this amendment?
Okay. I guess I'm, so I'm curious, it seems like there's, I thought we were a 16-acre surplus for industrial lands, and if we take Broadmoor out, that puts us in a deficit, and if we keep Riverside out. So what happens?
The current language is written, and that's partly why we worded the amendment to refer to subsequent changes you make, because we're going to have to update the tables that are in the document once you've made your subsequent map amendments. But where the starting point is in this draft is assuming Riverside coming out and Broadmoor goes on, and then we will adjust those tables accordingly. And the outcome kind of depends on the combination of votes you make on the on those different individual parcels. There are.
So if we end up passing a comp plan that has a deficit of industrial lands,
then we're going
to. Does that mean LUBA will remand it to us?
We would raise that to you before you get to that point and then talk that through.
Okay.
Because there's other decisions that are industrial lands that are not on the river, too. There's the ones in Northwest and some of the other ones that would also factor into that.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions? Ready to take action? Okay. Roll call, please, on amendment number one for on today's agenda.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Now, next motion, I move to amend the citywide systems plan as described on page 112 of the March 18th amendment report. I don't know if there's any need to describe that any further than that, right?
Just Carla.
Sorry?
A reminder that the citywide system plan is a companion document to the comp plan, and it is where the infrastructure planning documents are that support the land use.
And does that doesn't include the TSP, right?
But you'll take a separate vote on the TSP.
Separate vote on
list.
The TSP later on in the process, right? Yeah, because obviously there's still questions about some projects in the TSP that we got a lot of testimony about.
Just for folks watching at home, the changes in this one truly are minor, such as changing wastewater collection system to wastewater treatment system and the bulleting and such, and adding an and here or there. So I appreciate the attention to detail of staff.
Okay, any other questions or concerns? And let's please take a vote on that motion.
I'm sorry, who seconded? Thank you.
Oh, sorry, thank you.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Now we're on to minor map amendments. So the first of these is a motion to move to adopt the minor map amendments list prepared by the staff for Northwest and Southwest Portland. These items are on pages 54 and 92 of the March 18th amendment report. Is there a second?
Second.
So let's take a moment to look at those if anybody else needs a refresher like I do.
Just for each of these, for folks who might be watching at home wondering if when theirs comes up, maybe you could just read the map ID list. Would that work for making sure that people know whether we've covered their stuff or not?
Sure. This includes, as was mentioned, both Northwest and Southwest Portland, and I could put it, you have it on the screen. It includes amendments B116, B89, B96, B95, B118, and B90.
Thank you.
Okay, any further concerns or discussion on those minor amendments in Northwest and Southwest? Okay, then let's take a vote, please, on that motion.
You moved them already?
I did.
Okay.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Now, more minor map amendments. These in North and Northeast. So I move to adopt the minor map amendments list prepared by staff for North and Northeast Portland. These items are on pages 58 and 65 to 66 of the amendment report. This excludes item B21 on Northeast 84th, which has been pulled for individual consideration. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So,
want me to read those again,
yes,
then?
Please.
So in North Portland, it was amendment B106, B16, B19, B20, and B115. And in Northeast Portland, this is a slightly longer list, B103, B105, B36, B67, B26, B49, and B27.
A lot of these were split parcels, right?
Yeah.
Not all of them, but a lot of them were.
Split designations and nonconforming densities is the theme of these minor amendments.
Mm-hmm.
B30, B35, B32, B33, B65, B66, B73, and B74.
Okay. And you pulled 84... which will take up, B21 on Northeast 84th that will take up for individual consideration because there's still a dispute about what the designation should be, or?
I think one of your colleagues has an amendment to offer to that.
All right. So does anyone have any others that they want to pull off or any other concerns before we take action on this package?
The issue with B21 is that we received a request for an adjacent lot to be included.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. All right, any further discussion or concerns on this one? Then let's take a vote, please, on this motion.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, now motion to, I move to adopt the minor map amendments list prepared by staff for East and Southeast Portland. These items are on pages 70 to 71 and 81 to 85 of the March 18th amendment report. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, anybody want to pull anything off that list?
Read that if you'd like. This is a longer list. Starting with the east, it's B3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 45, 13, and 117, and those were all in East Portland. And then moving to inner southeast Portland is 68, 106, 108, 107, 43-1, 43, 44, 46, 47, 48, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 87, 69, 40, M41, M56, B80, B31, 39, 75, 76, 79, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 97, 98, 109, 110, 113, 114, 77, 38, 104, 99, 100, 101. And again, those were mostly split lots that we're correcting or some nonconforming densities and a few open space corrections and adjustments to incorporate land at the adjusted urban services boundary.
Okay. I just noticed one of these. I'm surprised. Waverly Country Club, we're designating it as open space.
The as part of our negotiation to adjust the urban services boundary to, as part of periodic review, we work with other budding jurisdictions to adjust that service line. And
right.
The service line reflects the area of land where we are enabled to provide urban services and possibly annexation. And Waverly is receiving sewer service from the city of Portland. And as part of that negotiation with Milwaukee, it was discussed to shift that within our urban services boundary, although there's no annexation proposal.
But they could annex now.
They could.
Okay. Yeah, there were some other parcels along the Clackamas County line with Portland that I discussed with the mayor and Milwaukee and city staff. I think we've rectified all those.
And that adjustment or that separate instrument to memorialize that agreement will come before you sometime in the next 3 to 6 months for your ratification. And then if in the event it changes further after today, we can include an accompanying amendment to these designations.
And you'll notice, Mayor, that B-104 is to remove Elkroc Island from the urban services boundary.
Yes, that was another point of discussion in that meeting, so thank you.
Yes.
That's a city-owned property, but it's currently within Milwaukee.
Good. I'm glad we're making both of those right. And other questions, concerns, points to ponder here? All right. Then let's take a vote on that motion, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. We'll send the deed to Milwaukee now, to their island.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. You still own it.
Another step on the way there. Well, we haven't got there yet. We're working on it.
Look forward to that. Okay, so we're going to move on to minor policy amendments and errata. Not that we ever make a mistake around here, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
I move to adopt the minor policy amendments and staff errata list. Carla, would you please read that description?
This includes the policy errata identified on the November 13, 2015 errata memo from staff and the following policy amendments: P1-4, 6-7, 10, 12 through 14, 17 through 19, 22, 22-67, 29, 31, 53 through 54, 61 through 67, 69, 74, 76 through 83, 86 through 88, 92 to 93, 95, 97, 100, 102 to 103, 104, and 107 through 109. This also includes changes to Table 10-1, as described in Item 6 of the Mayor's April 11 memo.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
Hang on just 1 second.
Sure.
Because on 67, the way I amended it wasn't quite what was written here, so let me just look at that. Throughout the document, colleagues, I've been really concerned about the use of the word ensure, which we should only be saying we're going to ensure something if we can actually do it.
Uh-huh.
So my amendment had taken out that word. But, yeah, we should be ensuring that it minimizes. It doesn't say that we're going to. It says when aggregate resources are developed, ensure that development of minimizes adverse environmental impacts and impacts on adjacent land uses, and through zoning code and other, we should be able to ensure that the minimization. We can't ensure the complete avoidance, but we can ensure the minimization. So that's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions, concerns about this one? And let's take a vote.
Oh, there's one more. So on number 76, right-of-way vacations, that actually needs to get pulled because it depends on our discussion as far as, so what it says now is maintain rights of way if there's an established or existing future need for them, such as for transportation facilities or other public functions, as established in policies 8.38 to 8.43. I had actually asked for consideration of adding another public function as part of the list of rights of way, which involved parking. So I'd like to pull that one so that we can add it to couple with your decision later on whether you agree with me that we should, when considering street vacations, look at whether it's used for parking or other functions.
All right, good catch.
So we could pull that
one. We're going to pull number 76 from the package that we're now considering. Take that up separately. Any others like that? I think I have any.
Give me a second. The bulk of the work that I've been doing for the last 6 months is here, I think.
Yeah.
Mostly on very minor.
There's a lot in this
changes.
List, right.
Again, it gives me great joy to see many of these changes that we worked really hard on.
Mayor Hales, it's me. Hi.
voice disembodied voice out there somewhere, Catherine.
Just for purposes of clarity in the record, since you've already moved and seconded the motion as read fully to include that policy, I think you need a friendly amendment to the motion to pull
so,
that one policy.
So I'll accept a friendly amendment to my own motion.
Thank you.
Remove item number 76, which Commissioner Fritz moves, and someone seconds.
Yeah, I think I seconded the motion before.
So Dan seconds that. Yeah. So we'll first vote to amend this item by removing item number 76, right? We need to take that vote. Is that what you're saying, Catherine? That we actually should vote to remove 76? Okay, so we'll take the vote, please, to remove item P76 for separate consideration. Roll call on that.
Holtzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Hey, this is an adequate birthday gift. Thank you very much. Aye.
Hales.
We can do better than that. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else in that package that you're right, there's a lot there. Most of the policy items. Okay, I think I'm good. Does it look all right, Amanda?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, then let's take a vote, please.
Holtzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Now, next motion, speaking of birthday gifts, this is one I'm pretty happy about. I move to adopt the historical preservation policy amendments list. Carla, please read the description.
This includes the following policy amendments, P20, 21, 28, 30, 34 through 42, and 101. This also includes a modified definition of historic resources as noted and further corrected in the Mayor's April 28 memo, item 2.
Second.
Okay. So this is a whole series of policy strengthenings about historic resources, which I'm very happy to have included. And P33, we're taking up separately, okay.
Do we have anything in here about petitioning the state? We've got under P35, the policy 4.55, within statutory requirements for owner consent. Is there anywhere in the plan that says, could we work to get rid of some of the restrictions that we have from the state?
Not to my knowledge yet.
So we might want to pull that
Which
one.
Which one are you looking at?
It's on page 31, P35, policy 4.45. It's your...
Right. Within statutory requirements for owner consent. Right. We had discussed whether...
Could we add a I don't know, what's the amendment process here? I can add an amendment on the fly.
Can we?
So could we add another sentence that would say, work to strengthen state protections for historic resources?
That all right?
Yeah, or you can make that a separate policy, either one. There's a number of policies that kind of, in the historic section, refer to the statutory limitations, so it might make sense to have a separate one that says work to strengthen the state.
All right, why don't we, instead of amending this, why don't you craft that one as an additional policy, bring it back, and we'll consider it separately. But I think it's a good idea.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone have any concerns or further questions about this package? If not, then let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Very enthusiastic aye. Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on to transportation. I move to adopt the transportation policy amendments list. Carla, would you please read the description?
This includes the following policy amendments: P16, 23, 24, 25, P89, as further amended by the Fritz memo dated April 13, P96, and 98.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Mayor, right. I would move to hold P96 for separate consideration, although it might be fairly brief consideration. Transit funding. This is Commissioner Fritz's amendment, new policy after 925 on transit funding.
I see it. Okay.
Where's that?
You want to pull that one and do some work on it?
Yes.
Okay. So Commissioner Novick moves to pull P96 from the package. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call to do that.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.
Can't find it, huh?
It's on page 39. So we'll get back to it.
Okay.
So any others in this group? Steve, are you comfortable with all these? I assume you are. I think most of them were yours.
Give me a minute here, please.
Yeah, that's fine. No hurry. This document's going to be around for a couple of decades and
exactly.
take all the time we need.
So it doesn't include drive-throughs, campus
off-site. No, the drive-through item is pulled out.
Transportation center, area parking.
23 is
in a minute.
Eastern neighborhood site development.
Oh, so yes, P24. PBOT had some concerns about my proposed language. This is on Western neighborhood trails, and I had suggested develop pedestrian-oriented greenways and enhance the Western neighborhood's distinct system of trails to increase safety, expand mobility, access to nature, and active living opportunities. We need to change the word greenways because PBOT is concerned that that means specifically bikeways, and that's not what I was intending. So how about
paths?
Pathways?
How about
all
just
pedestrian, all pathways are pedestrian-oriented.
How about connections? Develop pedestrian-oriented connections and enhance the system of trails. Does that work?
Which amendment is
this? This is P24. It's on page 17.
We have PBOT staff here if you'd like help with that.
Yeah,
Courtney,
you
got some thoughts
us.
About that?
The goal was to recognize that in some of the Southwest neighborhoods, biking is really difficult, and we don't want to lose the fact that we may have pedestrian trails that are not recreational and also connections.
I think pedestrian connections or paths are fine, right? We were just concerned that the greenway definition and the greenway report and the rest of the document was more specific to bikeways with some ped. So I liked what you had said about pedestrian connections.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, sure. Commissioner, I'm informed that actually we meant to pull this.
That's
what she's doing.
That's why you meant to pull it.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that word solve the problem, do you think?
I think it does. Unless you'd like to talk about it more, Commissioner Novick.
I guess I'd like to poll for further consideration the off-street parking language Commissioner Fritz has proposed in her April 13th memo.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll get to that in a second. But So I'm going to accept the change of the word connections. It's just a friendly amendment. We don't have to take formal action on that. So then which one are you talking about, Dan?
Policy 9.57, off-street parking, the amendment proposed by Commissioner Fritz in her April 13th.
Okay, no. Where does that show
I
up?
I think the parking has already been pre-polled, and it's on the list. It's not part of
this. Oh, it's not part of this package.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, okay, there you go. So, yeah, it doesn't include.
Considered later.
Yeah, it does not include that one, which
I
has
want to
been
talk about it, too.
Yeah. Okay.
So could I ask a clarification on P23 about Eastern neighborhood site development? It says require that land be aggregated into larger site before land divisions and other redevelopment occurs, and then require site plans which advance design. To what I'm not quite sure what this is saying.
Well, the purpose of this was to disincentivize flag lots and other peculiar site design arrangements that don't do much for street life and connectivity, which is something that is a particular problem in East Portland because of the incomplete street grid. And so this was saying that there are going to be situations in which site development might be technically possible under the zoning code, but there's going to be encouragement to go ahead and aggregate additional sites to make the project more coherent.
But if they don't own the other sites.
Right. That's why we can't require that they.
That's what the policy says is require. So I wonder, could you change it to consider whether land can be aggregated and consider?
Yeah, we did use the word require. So why, refresh my memory.
We have in some plan districts a requirement for that, and so it does. What it does do is block an individual property owner from subdividing until there's a larger okay. contiguous set of parcels.
We had intended to require, and we can require, right?
In Pleasant Valley, that's a requirement now, and so that the idea was to apply that requirement in.
That's right. We did it by plan district before, but we haven't done it. We didn't do it in the Outer Southeast Community Plan or anywhere else. Thank you. By policy. Right.
There is a relief valve in the sense that you can also redevelop without a land division through other mechanisms.
It says an other redevelopment in this policy. Should we pull this one and think about it? That might be the
okay. I think it is trying to carry out real change here, not just trying what we are doing. So Commissioner Fritz moves, and I'll second that we pull item P23 for separate consideration. Take a vote on that, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay.
All right. That's...
So drive-throughs, parking, this one, those are all going to be considered separately.
So for P89, goal 9A, Commissioner Novick and I had talked about amended language, because that one was not recommended. So let's just clarify, when we have a package like this, even if staff is recommending no change, are we saying that we accept recommendation or that we accept the amendment?
This is a staff error here. What I should have written is as amended through your further, the item on page 49 of this packet is the actual print, the text of your further amendment to that, and I forgot to reference it in this description.
So 49 is...
49 of today's agenda packet.
Yeah, so that includes the policies that we were just talking about. And so goal 9A, I think, is what you were talking about. And then Commissioner Fritz, you had accepted or had proposed an amendment to the language there that's right below it from your memo on April 13th.
Right.
So I think what you want to do is just make it clear that you're deciding to incorporate that second version, not the first version.
I'm not sure what everybody else has.
I assume we all have the same language, which has been significantly amended, that says the city achieves the standard of zero traffic-related fatalities and serious injuries. This is achieved through engineering, education, enforcement, and evaluation.
Although the word equity was supposed to be added before engineering.
Correct.
It is added in that.
No second.
So that's
In the second box.
The modification. So that's what we're...
Yeah, the second box is the one that says item four from Fritz's memo dated April 13th is I believe, the most recent version.
Right. So just a bigger picture question, where there's an amendment on the table and staff recommends no change, if we vote aye on the motion to accept, am I voting to accept the amendment or am I voting to accept staff recommendation?
The amendment.
Okay. Yeah. That's helpful. Thank you.
And staff... supports the revised version, just for the record.
Correct. On this particular one. This is a helpful clarification before we get too much further down the line.
Yeah, that's right. So that will be the standard then.
And the standard should be that whenever I've encountered an item that has been amended, I should have noted it in the motion itself, but I failed to do that in this case. So that's part of the confusion.
This is why we're starting with these instead of some of the heavy hitters. And
good idea. All right, so any concerns about the rest of those?
Give me a minute. 23. Yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay. So having pulled P23 and added a word or changed a word in P24, let's take a vote
and
then.
And pulled 96 as well.
And pulled 96 as well, thank you. Let's take a vote, please, on the rest of that package as revised.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay. Now I move to adopt the economic policy amendments list. Carla, please read the description.
This includes the following policy amendments. P43, as amended in item 2 of the Mayor's April 11 memo. P44, 50, 51, 52, 55, 56, 57, 59, 60, and 84. This also includes changes to policy 6.6, as noted in item 5 of the Mayor's April 11 memo.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All right.
As a housekeeping measure, I just want to note that similar to the last one, starting on page 51 is the printout of these individual policies in the 51 of your packet today.
Okay. For that package. You know, I understand the objective, Dan, in your amendment in P44 about providing adequate land supply to accommodate a full spectrum of grocery stores. Don't want to change this. I just want to note it. I think I've had some conversations recently with some folks from the grocery industry, and it's just like some things are going to have to change for this policy to be realized, namely the size sites that they think they have to have, because I don't think, regardless of policy, that they're going to be available. You know, 7-acre sites for grocery stores are not going to be made available by city policy or anything else. It's a challenge.
So are we setting ourselves up for something like the providing enough industrial lands that, since we're not expanding the urban growth boundary, we may not have the capacity to provide?
Well, I would say not, because it says provide adequate land supply to accommodate a full spectrum of grocery stores. That does not necessarily, I mean, maybe it's good that we get some of this in the record, that does not necessarily mean that the development format of past grocery stores is required in order to develop a full spectrum of grocery stores.
Right.
That's why staff supported this language, as we felt like the policy was good. In practice, it may be in different formats in the future.
Yeah. There's a number of different grocery stores that are now going several stories with parking underneath and all those kinds of things.
Yeah. If you look at the stadium, Fred Meyer is kind of an extreme example. You know, there's there's a new format grocery store. It's still a full spectrum it's still at that end of the spectrum of large, one-stop shopping grocery stores, but it's not the same format as Mr. Meyer had in mind when it was first built.
Good. That's helpful.
All right. Anything else in this package that needs attention? If not, then let's take a vote, please, on this package.
Salzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I want to specifically call out my support for strengthening our carbon emissions policy by specifically referencing the role buildings and transportation contribute to our city's carbon emissions. Aye.
Ritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Yeah, I'm happy with the carbon provisions here, very much so. Aye. Okay. Moving forward. Okay, I move to adopt the employment map amendments list. Carla, would you please read that description?
This includes map amendments B14, B15, B17, B22, M31, M36, M37, M38, M52, M53, M59, M64, M67, and M68.
It says here this bundle does not include M33 or 34, which is Riverside and Broadmoor, S9, which is 122nd Kmart site, S16, which is Lewis and Clark College, F72, which is Rossi Farm, M47, which is on Northwest 29th, all of which have been pulled for individual consideration. I also withdrew M49 for the PepsiCo site in my April 28th memo, so that's also not included. So look through this and see what is included, but it's not those because we'll be talking about those individually.
In the back of your document, it starts on page 55 if you want to see the specific items.
Yes, please. 55. Okay.
I will note that there's a couple of items in this package that does increase the employment capacity. The ESCO site and the post office site both allow for more intense employment development. So that'll help when we get to some of the other questions.
Right, right. Yeah, and the Adidas campus as well, I think. Mm-hmm. The ESCO's in here. Okay.
Yeah, that's significant.
That's right. What have we done with the post office site with respect to the EOS?
This item refers to the post office near Rossi Farm at 122nd.
Right. I'm talking about the big post office.
the big post office is part of the central city plan, so we have not changed land use on that site with this comprehensive plan.
I know we haven't changed land use. It's probably CX already, right? But I'm thinking about the economic opportunities analysis. I guess it doesn't change the land inventory, but it might change the yield in terms of jobs.
And it might just change the location of jobs in terms of so much capacity in the central city for employment uses. It's tied more to the forecast than the land supply.
Okay, yeah. Good. I think that may not be an abstraction much longer. Any day now, I think. Okay, let's see.
Just a question on M67, 4609 to 4615 Northeast Hoyt. It's retained the multi-dwelling zone on this hospital-owned residential property rather than the new institutional campus. Can you just tell me the reason for that?
That was at the request of the hospital. It's in residential use and would be more easily managed as a residentially zoned property.
Thank you.
Okay, Montgomery Park is here. All right. Any other concerns about this package? Everybody had time to look through the list. I don't remember the Columbia B-15. Multi-dwelling 2000 to industrial sanctuary.
This is a small property that's Union Pacific property next to the railroad, and it was zoned residential, but it's cut off from the residential neighborhood. It's a tiny fragment.
Huh. Okay. All right. No wonder this was non-controversial. That makes sense. Somehow I don't think it was ever going to have apartments built there.
I think we only gained 1,000 square feet of industrial land with that change, though.
Okay. All right. Anyone unready to proceed on this? Then let's vote, please. I'm sorry?
A second.
I think there was a second, but
thank you for keeping track, Catherine.
Thank you. Okay. Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
I particularly want to call out my support for M37, which extends the campus institution designation to the National College of Natural Medicine in Southwest with the support of the neighborhood. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Now let's move to the map. I move to adopt the mixed-use map amendments list. Carla, would you please read that description?
This includes map amendments B1, B2, as corrected in item 9 of the Mayor's April 28 memo, N11, S15, M19, M22, M23, M24, B24, M26, M27, M28, M29, B34, B37, M39, M40, M43, M44, M46, M48, M50, M54, M55, F55, M57, M61, F62, M65, M69, M70, and M76.
Okay, there's a lot in this one.
Second,
thank you.
Specifics start on page 59 of the same document.
I guess I did want to point out, just for anyone watching these proceedings at home, that this is not the first time you're skimming through these,
right.
And that you have had a lot of time and your staff has spent countless hours with our staff reviewing each one of these items. And so just in case it looks that way, it is absolutely not that way.
I have never been in a hearing like this where there's so much quiet time where we're all reading diligently. And I appreciate you saying that, Susan, because for me now, I've got all my staff's recommendation. I'm looking at every single one to make sure that we try to get it right. As was noted earlier, it's possible that we will find that we need to go back and revisit. But the mayor's favorite measure twice and cut once, I think, is very
right. It's always a good idea.
So I want to call out M70.
Yeah, I was just looking at that, right.
And that's Hayden Island. And this is where the staff recommendation is to change from mixed-use dispersed to mixed-use neighborhood, which implements a corresponding policy amendment in figures 3.1 and 3.3. Staff's recommendation is to support with the caveat that a secondary bridge across the access to the island is added to the unconstrained portion of the TSP list. We will do that, the transportation system plan list, we do that in a separate amendment, right? We did have testimony yesterday from Hayden Island residents concerned about that. And I understand that there is an errata from the mayor to specify that that would be to East Hayden Island. And we also want to put in the record to explore the possibility of it being transit, pedestrians, and bikes only. Yes. But that would happen in the next design phase.
Yeah. I agree with all that. Yeah, that was good testimony. And the point is access to the island, not one more way to get in the queue to go north on I-5.
So. Correct. And also that although the Hayden Island plan identified a bridge to West Hayden Island, that was when both the Columbia River Crossing and the terminal were being considered. And so when funds ever are available for this, we'll have to go back and revisit the Hayden Island plan as well.
Yeah, I disagreed with some of the testimony that we heard on this issue, but maybe that's a fairly minor disagreement, which is about the intensity of development. But as mixed-use neighborhood, this allows potentially five-story buildings, which to me, for the scenario of redevelopment in that strip mall portion of East Hayden Island, is appropriate.
And in the East Hayden Island plan originally, we didn't have that neighborhood designation yet, but what was described in there pretty much matches it, honestly, that level of development in that mix.
Yeah. I would also note that staff's concern about access is also related to emergency access. That's one of the biggest issues for new development out there. So in terms of exploring what modes are considered in the future, we should include emergency access.
Yes, so as we heard in another presentation yesterday, a pedestrian and bicycle bridge can also accommodate emergency access. So that is possible. Okay, any other concerns about this package? Anyone need more time to look through? There's a lot in this one. I think. Yeah, I'm satisfied with this package. I think it's good. Ready? Okay, then let's take a vote, please, on this package.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay.
Mayor?
Yes.
May I interrupt the proceedings for a brief and somewhat subdued celebration of the improved revenue forecast?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, there is a slightly improved revenue forecast. So.
Not the humongous Saltzman bump that we were hoping for?
No, the Saltzman rule is this is a La Nina year instead of an El Nino year. Yeah, so I don't have the numbers in my head, but it's a modest improvement in the ongoing and almost no improvement in the one time, mainly because Josh Harwood pretty much nailed it the first time. So it's not that economic conditions have degraded, it's that, you know, he was fairly aggressive in his previous forecast and he was about aggressive enough. So makes our task, doesn't make our task any harder, but it doesn't make it a lot easier. But yeah, it's still a good forecast. You know, and we all remember budgets that were nowhere near this well supported. So, good situation. Okay, let's move on to the next item, which is number 12. I move to adopt the residential map amendments list. Carla, would you please read that description?
This includes map amendments B4, M21, B23, N24, B25, M25, N25, M30, M32, B42, M51, M60, M62, M63, F68, B70, F71, B71, B72, M75, B78, F81, B86, B88, B91, B93, B94, B119, B120, and B121.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot here, so let's take a few minutes to look through. And important to note that we've had a lot of testimony on some other proposed amendments, which this bundle does not include, namely S-12, which is 17th and Ensley, N-14, which is 6141 Canyon Court,